Today's digest for June 20, 2026. 10 stories today covering Anthropic's collision with Washington, the tools and protocols around coding agents, and a run of fresh security disclosures. We'll get into a forced model pullback, a Nobel laureate switching labs, a sprawling supply chain attack, and satellites catching GPS tampering from orbit. Here's the rundown. First, the model at the center of the week's biggest fight. Anthropic shipped Claude Fable 5, a Mythos-class model priced at $10 and $50 per million tokens, roughly double the cost of Opus 4.8. The early benchmarks were striking. 91 out of 100 on a senior engineer software test, where rival models scored in the low 60s, plus strong marks on agentic coding and real-world finance reasoning. Users reported it untangling problems that had stumped both weaker models and humans, in one case finding a speedup of more than 17 times. Then, just 3 days after release, the government forced Anthropic to pull it after a jailbreak surfaced, proving again that any capable model can be coaxed past its guardrails. Anthropic responded by routing biology, security, and machine learning questions to Opus 4.8, which tripped so many false alarms that even the word cancer could get a prompt blocked. Which brings us to Washington, where the politics moved fast. President Trump told the Axios show on Friday that he no longer sees Anthropic as a national security threat, walking back a stance he held barely a week earlier. Asked directly whether he viewed the company or chief executive Dario Amodei as a danger, Trump said, "Not now, but a week ago maybe." The reversal followed a face-to-face meeting with Amodei at the G7 summit in France, after the administration had ordered Anthropic to block foreign nationals from its most advanced models and the company disabled Fable 5 and Mythos 5 for everyone in response. Trump credited Amodei with reacting quickly and responsibly to the export control directive. It is a remarkable swing for an industry that now finds its product roadmap entangled with national security policy and the mood in the Oval Office. Staying with Anthropic, the company just landed one of the most decorated scientists in the field. John Jumper, who shared the 2024 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for AlphaFold, announced on Thursday that he is leaving Google DeepMind after nearly 9 years to join the maker of Claude. Jumper said he would take some time to recharge before starting. And neither side has spelled out his role, though the move lines up with Anthropic's growing push into life sciences and computational biology. His exit is a real blow to DeepMind, which days earlier lost a Gemini co-lead to a rival lab. Taken together, the departures point to an intensifying talent war, where a single hire can shift the perceived center of gravity in artificial intelligence research from one lab to another, and where the firms with the deepest pockets and clearest missions are pulling ahead. Switching to the tooling layer, a sharp point about how coding agents reach the outside world. Simon Willison highlighted an argument from Sean Lynch about the Model Context Protocol, the standard that lets agents call external services. Lynch's claim is that the protocol's durable value is not the tools themselves, which skills and plain command line programs already provide, but the way it isolates authentication. It keeps the login and credential handling outside the agent's context window and potentially out of the harness entirely. So secrets never have to pass through the model's reasoning. In his idealized version, the protocol could shrink to little more than an authentication gateway in front of an API and still earn its keep. It is a useful reframing as teams weigh whether to build integrations as rich tool servers or as lightweight scripts the agent simply runs. Next up, the person behind one of the most downloaded pieces of software ever is turning to robots. Jean-Baptiste Kempf, lead developer of the VLC media player, which has passed 6 billion downloads, has founded a startup called Kyber. The platform synchronizes video, audio, sensor data, and control inputs with very low latency, so a human can operate a physical machine that sits somewhere else entirely. As Kemp frames it, the operator is often not in the same place as the computing, which is not in the same place as the action. And that gap is exactly what Kyber closes for robots, drones, and remote systems. The company raised $5 million led by Lightspeed, runs 25 people across Paris, San Francisco, and Singapore, and already has deployments in defense, telecom, and robotics. The pitch borrows directly from video streaming. Physical artificial intelligence is only as good as the plumbing underneath it. Moving on to education policy, Norway is drawing a hard line on classroom artificial intelligence. The country's prime minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, announced on Friday a near-total ban on generative AI for elementary pupils, covering 1st through 7th grade, roughly ages 6 to 13. Older students will get only limited, teacher-supervised access. The reasoning is blunt. Storr said the most important thing in school is that children learn to read, write, and do mathematics, and that leaning on AI risks letting them skip the steps where that learning actually happens. The move fits a broader pattern. facing falling test scores, Norway banned smartphones from schools back in 2024 and has been handing teachers more authority over discipline. The new standards take effect when the school year begins in late August, making Norway one of the first countries to treat early AI exposure as a developmental risk rather than an opportunity. On to the security desk, where Nginx, one of the web's most widely deployed servers, just got two critical patches from F5. The more serious flaw lives in the HTTP3 module and is a use after free, a memory handling bug where the server reaches for data it has already discarded. A remote unauthenticated attacker can trigger it by sending a specially crafted connection, crashing the worker process and, in some setups, potentially opening the door to code execution. Severity scores landed between 8 and just over 9 out of 10, firmly in critical territory, though the danger is only present when the newer HTTP3 protocol is switched on. F5 shipped fixed versions on June 17th, and the guidance is simply to upgrade. It is a familiar shape for this protocol generation, where the performance gains of newer transport layers keep surfacing fresh classes of memory bugs. Another breach to flag, this one at the retailer JCPenney. In June 2026, the extortion group Shiny Hunters exploited a previously unknown vulnerability in Oracle PeopleSoft to break into the company's internal systems. The haul was roughly 368,000 employee records, covering both current and former staff, and the exposed data was unusually sensitive. Names, dates of birth, social security numbers, contact details, home addresses, government-issued identification, and job titles. After an initial demand for payment, the stolen records were published, which turns a corporate security incident into a lasting identity theft hazard for hundreds of thousands of real people. The episode also underscores a pattern this year, where attackers increasingly chase enterprise software platforms rather than any single company, because one flaw can unlock victims across every organization that runs it. Sticking with the security beat, the Arch Linux community spent the past month cleaning up after a sprawling supply chain attack on the Arch user repository, the community-run collection of build recipes known as the AUR. Starting in late May, attackers created fresh accounts and adopted more than 1,500 abandoned packages, then quietly slipped malicious dependencies into them. Because the repository builds software from user-submitted scripts with no binary review, anyone who installed those packages could have had credentials, SSH keys, and browser data siphoned off. Arch maintainers shut down new registrations in mid-June and added bot verification checks, but the attackers simply fell back on accounts they had created earlier. The maintainers were candid that at the scale of the repository, catching absolutely everything is close to impossible, a blunt admission of the tension between open collaboration and security. And one from orbit to close the news. An experimental satellite called Pulsar Zero, circling about 310 miles up, has revealed that GPS jamming and spoofing across Europe and the Middle East is far more widespread than anyone expected. Built by the California company Zona Space Systems, the satellite picked up degraded positioning and timing signals almost the moment it began operating over Europe, with engineers saying there was clearly something going on down there. That matters because GPS is invisible infrastructure. It quietly underpins power grids, financial trading, and industrial operations, so signal tampering is not just a navigation nuisance. The interference even reaches spacecraft in low orbit, not only receivers on the ground. Zona is building its constellation as a more resilient alternative to the aging systems run by the United States, Europe, and China, betting that trustworthy positioning will come from a denser, harder-to-jam network. That's the digest for June 20, 2026. A week where Anthropic's models became a geopolitical bargaining chip, the talent war got hotter, and the security world reminded us that web servers, package repositories, and satellites all rest on the same fragile foundations. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.